And a good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Michelle, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase McCabe, Michelle Knezovic, the reporter Nick Keyser here with you. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your day, as we got a lot to get into because rumors are a-swirling out there when it comes to the two-tone blue, the Tennessee Titans. Could they really move running back Derrick Henry? According to reports, Mike Silver putting out there that he is being shopped, that was one of the things that Rand Carthon was talking about during the combine, that he was asking around maybe what the value was, and could they actually move on and trade Derrick Henry? Which, again, when we get into semantics of what is a rebuild and what is a reset, I still think Derrick Henry in the running back position would be more reset, even though that would hurt. If you're moving on from the quarterback, then I feel that's a full-on rebuild in the NFL. Michelle, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Chase. Doing well this morning. And we're going to need to get into that because you and I have different, I feel like, opinions on reset, rebuild. Because if they move off Derrick Henry, I'm looking at this franchise like a rebuild. Not so much because of the position, but because of what Derrick Henry is to the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, no doubt. Derrick Henry is has been the MVP of this team. Now I would argue the most important and the best player on the team is named Jeffrey Simmons at this point. You need to get him re-signed, and I do believe that they're going to do that. That's where the money is going to go. I take nothing away from what Derrick Henry has done for this team. He's a fantastic human, a fantastic athlete. But at this point, when you look at the career lifespan of a running back, if they were to move off of him and get the most they can for him, I don't think that's a horrible idea. Now, I don't want to see it necessarily. I'm just looking at it from a strategic point of view. And nobody wants to hear this because it's Derrick Henry. The running back position can be replaced pretty easy. It can. And yes, I hear what you're saying. What he's brought to the team, what he's done as a catalyst on offense would be very hard to replace. But I think that's really the reason they're looking at it.
I think, you know, I completely understand what you're saying with the running back position. I mean, if you just look at this Tennessee Titans team, last year we saw Deontay Foreman be able to pretty much keep up production when Derrick Henry was out via injury. Whereas this year, you know, when Ryan Tannehill was out, it wasn't an easy position to fill and be able to keep up winning. But I think the reason it wouldn't be a rebuild as far as, you know, you would have to lose, right? You know what I mean? Like rebuild and your team is tanking or whatever to get a high draft pick. But I think I would look at the rebuild as in the franchise is rebuilding and somebody else is going to become the face of this franchise. Just because
they're rebuilding the identity.
Yes, 100%. That is the way I look at it. Not so much rebuilding in a sense of you're going to have to suck next year and tank to get a high pick, because I do think the running back position, and you laid it out, and we saw they were able to do it just 2 years ago. The rebuilding would be in the sense of Derrick Henry has been your face of the franchise. It would be somebody else.
Yeah, and look, I think the fans would have a hard time with this. I would have a hard time with this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do it. I feel like he's got, you know, a couple more good years left. I mean, he was a 1,700-yard running back last year. That's not bad at all, second in the league. However, when you are playing the game of looking ahead at your franchise, and let's just say that, you know, 2026 is a goal for them. 2026 is when they're supposedly going to open this new stadium. Maybe it's 2027. But they want to be a championship contender at that point. Before that is whatever. But at that point, when they open the stadium, they want to not just be a win the AFC South, not just make the playoffs. They want to be a bona fide hang with Kansas City, hang with Buffalo, hang with Cincinnati championship contender. And so if I am Rand Carthon, and here's the other piece of this. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I brought this up with Caroline too. Rand Carthon has zero connections to anybody. And I think that's a good thing, because he comes in here with a completely clear head. He can sit down, and yes, it's a collaboration, but he can look Mike Vrabel and Amy Adams Strunk in the eyes and say, I believe we should move on from this Hall of Fame running back, and here is why. This is what this is going to do for our franchise. It's a tough conversation to have, but I respect him for having it because, again, 2026, if that's the goal to be a championship contender, then you got to make some moves now, just like the Predators have done. They've made some tough decisions, but now David Poyle's put that franchise in a better spot than it has been.
No, I agree, Chase, that Rand Carthon is a fresh set of eyes and ears, doesn't have a connection to anybody coming in here, and can have that conversation with Mike Vrabel. But on the other hand, Mike Vrabel is the one making the final decisions here. It's not Rand Carthon. And I think that was clear with Mike Vrabel staying, John Robinson leaving, and hiring a new GM in Rand Carthon. He can have that conversation with Mike Vrabel. But I look at this as Mike Vrabel still has relationships with all of these players, and it will be Mike Vrabel's decision ultimately.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And I don't think he wants to sign up for a full-on rebuild, but that's why – you know, and I say with the quarterback position, if you trade Tannehill, it's a rebuild. It also depends on what you're doing at quarterback. I mean, if you trade up and you get CJ Stroud, who everybody's saying the Titans seem to like CJ Stroud, if you do that, then yeah, that's you're rebuilding, but it could be quick because you're restarting your franchise with a new supposed franchise quarterback. And now, if I'm doing that, I would like to have Derrick Henry in the backfield if I'm him, because you got a veteran presence, you got a guy you know you can trust, you got a second year wide receiver. You don't know what the other wide receivers are going to look like. They're going to have a completely new offensive line. So if I'm Mike Vrabel, I want to be like, I want 22. Now I know we might be able to get a little more for him right now, but I would want 22, especially if I have a rookie quarterback. But it just kind of depends on what they're trying to do. Now, Teron Davenport was on yesterday with Caroline Willie and D-Mace and talked about running backs and potential or no first-rounder for Derrick Henry.
With Derrick Henry, and I'm with you, I would be shocked if the Titans did decide to move off of Derrick Henry. But I'll ask the same question about Henry that I do with Ryan Tannehill. Whenever people talk about moving on from Ryan Tannehill, I always ask, okay, well then, who's the quarterback? If the Titans do decide to move forward without Derrick Henry, then my question is, okay, well then, what does your offense look like? I mean, so much of this offense, no pun intended, runs through Derrick Henry.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much revolves around him, and you even look at how he affects the passing game. So there's a lot that could be said for his role with the team. I do think Hassan Haskins is a solid back. There are some pretty solid backs in this draft. I mean, if you could get, you know, Bijan Robinson, you're really doing well, but you'll have to use a first-round pick on him. So, you know, trading Derrick Henry, it would all depend on what it would yield and how you could go ahead and use that pick to possibly move up. We saw C.J. Stroud's excellent workout. We saw Anthony Richardson's workout as well. So it's just one of those things where you just have to look at what it's going to get you. I don't think Derrick Henry gets you a first-round pick, though.
Yeah, and I agree with that. You're not getting a first-round pick for an aging running back. You're
I don't even
not.
Think you'll get a second. I think a third at best.
Right.
And that's a stretch.
And then you have to decide, is that worth it? Is it worth – and we mentioned they'd clear about $6 million in cap space somewhere in there because there'd still be a dead cap hit by moving him. So is a third-round pick at best worth it for moving Derrick Henry? And also I'll ask – well, two sidebars – I'll ask the question to the fans. How would you feel about it? Like, be honest. Like, when you're looking at the overall big picture of the football team and they move on from one of the most popular and best players they've ever had, how would you feel about that? And two, if they draft Anthony Richardson, I'm going to be pissed. I'm just telling you that right now.
Well,
I'm not sold.
If they draft him, here's the thing. If I was a fan of a different friend, but a different team, say maybe the Seahawks, and my team was like, we're going to draft Anthony Richardson, they're in a much different position. You have Geno Smith, who just took you guys to the playoffs. You have some young rising stars, receivers, DK Metcalf. You have a very good roster right now, a playoff team. You ended up playing the 49ers, and they beat the brakes off you. But the Tennessee Titans are not in position to draft a quarterback who is a project and who needs to sit for probably 2 years, 1 to 2 years, maybe. Anthony Richardson is a freak athletic-wise. I mean, we saw his numbers at the Combine. He's the clear winner of all of those drills, right? But he needs a lot of work. And I think the way he'll be very successful is by, you know, sitting for 1 to 2 years and then getting out there. The Tennessee Titans don't have time like that. You know, when you talk about the stadium coming up, they don't have time to draft a guy who's a project. I mean, you just drafted a guy in the third round, Malik Willis, who's a project. I know they're completely different players and that Anthony Richardson is probably going to go in the top 10 and his ceiling is a lot higher. But I don't think the Tennessee Titans have time for that right now. If they're drafting a quarterback, it needs to be somebody who can play right now, Chase.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I would say that, you know, there are a couple of project-type quarterbacks that you could probably get away with because you could go the Patrick Mahomes route and sit him for a year and then turn the keys over and go that way. You know, maybe do that route. But I hear what you're saying. Like, you don't have 3 or 4 years to develop a guy, which is basically what they, I think, we're looking at with Malik Willis. 615-737-1025. That is our number. How would you feel if the Titans traded Derrick Henry? We'll take your calls and your texts coming up next. Chris Sanders is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on the Derrick Henry stuff and all things with the Titans. That's all coming up next. Chase and Michelle, 1025, 1063, The Game.
This is going to get blown out of proportion.
Go ahead.
But it is what it is.
I will.
But you talk about you might have 3 more weeks. I mean, they might want to get me out of here. You just never know. I mean, anything can happen. I mean, I'm 29. I'm up in age. You know what happened with this year, and they might want to go young. You just never know. They might.
I would be.
I'm not saying I want to leave. I love Tennessee, and I hope to be here the rest of my career. I want to bring Super Bowl here, but it's a reality thing. It's just the business side of it. You know, You just never know. My age being 29, to leave and a running back, that's old.
Derrick Henry on the Busing with the Boys podcast. And you never know what might happen. I remember one time Darren and I put a promo together where you say, you never know what's going to come up on the show. And then Ken Wisenhunt got fired the next day. So you never know.
Foreshadowing.
What's going to happen. There you go. 615-737. That is our phone line driven by Wilson County Hyundai. com. How would you feel if the Titans traded King Henry, Derrick Henry, who is, I mean, look, he's no offense to Earl Campbell's still probably the best in franchise history, but no offense to Eddie George. Derrick has surpassed that. I think Eddie gladly hands that crown off to him, but it would certainly be a really tough situation to see. But I understand why it's being talked about. I understand why it's out there. The Titans have made moves this offseason that show you they are resetting, moving in a different direction. They have not confirmed the Bud Dupree move yet, which is interesting. But I feel like that's coming. It could be a post-June 1st designation for him because that could move a little bit more money. But, you know, certainly something that you got to keep an eye on. But you and I have different definitions of rebuild and reset. Do you think that they're inching towards a rebuild? That's where this is going?
It's tough right now because right now we're only seeing what pieces they're getting rid of. Right? We talked about free agency doesn't start until next week, so you can't sign anyone right now. You're not drafting anybody right now. You were at the combine looking at different players, but right now we're just seeing some of the cuts. You saw Taylor Lewan, who was a big part of this franchise for a very long time, but we discussed that. We would not be surprised because his contract was so big for how much he wasn't on the field. You saw him get rid of Randy Bullock, Zach Cunningham after they gave Zach Cunningham a contract, and Robert Woods, and then the report of Bud Dupree from Ian Rappaport that they are expected to release him. Right now, I feel like we're just seeing a lot of players getting released or expected to be released, and then of course conversations are going to come out at the combine. You've got all the GMs there. Everybody's going to talk about you know, oh, what could you get for this guy? And what could you do for that guy? And things like that. I don't look at it right now like the Tennessee Titans are going into rebuild mode. I truly don't. If there were to be some bombshell move next week or something like that, that, you know, they're trading Ryan Tannehill, I look at that as a rebuild in you are going to tank next year and try to get a quarterback high in the draft in 2024. But
sure.
I look at if they were to move on from Derrick Henry, I look at it as a rebuild in a different way. I look at it as a rebuild of the face of the franchise. It's similar to, you know, John Robinson leaving and Rand Carthon taking over. It's just like another step in the franchise. He's been your most important player for so long. He's been your franchise player. He's broken so many records, right? And the Tennessee Titans are known for their run game, and Derrick Henry has had a phenomenal career here, and not saying it's over, but
right.
It just would be a different type of rebuild.
Yeah, and I just happened to look at the text line, and Alex from Montreal says, all the mistakes J-Rob has made is leading us to a rebuild. I love how people now are just completely just kicking J-Rob while he's down. I think people are so quick to – hey, by the way, do you know who drafted Derrick Henry?
J-Rob.
John Robinson.
And Jeffrey Simmons. And Jeffrey A.J. Simmons, Brown. And A.J. Gavin Brown, Byard. Yeah.
Did he make mistakes that ultimately cost him his job? Sure he did. But let's stop this whole kicking him while he's down and just blaming him for everything and calling him the worst general manager in the world, which I have heard people do that.
Oh, gosh.
Like, the dude's going to get another job. Like, just pump the brakes a little bit.
He also took this franchise to
winning record
it hadn't seen.
Yeah, winning record every year. And they probably would have still had a winning record this year and made the playoffs had she not fired him in the middle of the damn season.
Chase,
sorry.
Fired up.
Gets me fired up. Woo. This morning. Ugh, don't pick on J-Rob. He's not here anymore. Let's go to the phones, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Grant wants to weigh in. Grant, what's up?
Hey, Grant.
Hey, well, in my opinion, I think it's time to part ways with Derrick Henry. My opinion, if it was me and I was running the show, I would go after Dante Foreman and get him back. Dante and Hilliard were a great combination when Derek was out, and they're both younger. And Foreman runs like Henry does, and it'd be a whole lot cheaper.
Thanks, okay. Grant.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Grant. I look, Deontay Foreman was a nice fill-in piece, but as somebody pointed out on the text line earlier, and I completely agree, you weren't loading the box for Deontay Foreman. So no offense to him. And again, I've said you can replace the running back position, but let's not call this apples to apples, because it's not at this point.
No, Deontay Foreman signed a 1-year, $2 million contract with the Carolina Panthers. So that was after he left the Titans last year. Chase, I think you mentioned it. I mean, he was able to keep up production, but people aren't sending their entire line to go tackle him like they are Derrick Henry. And he also isn't going to be able to put up the yards Derrick Henry was able to stack the last couple of seasons, right? I mean, if he didn't hurt his foot last year, he would have gone back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. So it's just different. Yeah, he's a way cheaper option, but, I mean, it wouldn't be I guess if you are going to move on from him, I mean.
Well, if you're going to tank, then.
Then, sure.
You know.
Why not?
But I mean, this is the other thing that I love, and I'm just feisty today. You get a semi good player that, you know, has a handful of games that's good, and everybody's like, oh, let's bring that guy back. Let's not look at any other options. Let's just bring that guy back. And I'm not picking on you, Grant. I promise. But you know, it's Deontay Foreman's name comes up a lot. I think they should have never let him go. They should have brought him back. I mean, if you had had. And I like the draft pick of Hassan Haskins, and maybe he's going to turn out to be good. Who knows? But I would have been totally fine if the running back room was Derrick Henry, Deontay Foreman, and Dontrell Hilliard. I would have been totally cool with that. And then maybe you still draft Hassan Haskins and have those four, and you're using a tight end as the fullback. Whatever. I'm good with that. But they didn't. They let him go, and he got a pay bump, and he deserved it. But to sit here and say, you'd rather go to Deontay Foreman than Derrick Henry. I can't get on board with that. Let's go to Donnie, 615-737-1025. Donnie, what's up?
Hey, Donnie.
Well, I'm going to have to take the opposite opinion that you have. I would have traded Derrick Henry last year. That's one of our problems as a team. We hang on to players that make too much money and don't really help us. The problem with Derrick, Derrick is a great runner. There's never any question about that. But you said it yourself. They put the defenses put their whole line up there to stop Derrick Henry. And we continue to try to run the football, and that's why we do so well during the season. But when we get to the playoffs, they shut Derrick down. He does good if he gets 50, 60 yards, and that doesn't help us. I still believe Dalton Hilliard and Dante Foreman gave us all the yards that Derrick gave us, plus they can both catch the ball out of the backfield. As long as Mike Vrabel has a say in what we do, whether we keep Derrick or not, we're not going to win anything this year either. We're not going to get to the playoffs because he's hard-headed. Derrick needs to go, and if it were me, I'd go ahead and trade Tannehill, get rid of him too. Because we can – I'm an Alabama fan, but I can tell you that the kid from Tennessee that came in and played after he was only there 3 days –
yeah, Josh Dobbs.
He played well. He's okay. Good enough to get me through a year of trying to rebuild. Or we're going to need the money to sign a really good quarterback. And we don't have one. But I think he would suffice. And that's what I'd do. I'd go ahead and cut it because you'll need that money later.
All right, thanks for the call, Donnie. Yeah, appreciate it, Donnie. All right, this is what I'll say to that, because Donnie's basically saying you blow it up and you rebuild. That's what I took away from that call. But to his first point that he would have traded Derrick Henry last year, I will push back and say, what did we spend the entire offseason talking about?
Being great around Ryan Tannehill.
Well, besides that, Derrick Henry specifically. How's the foot?
Oh, yeah.
How's Derrick Henry going to be? If we're talking about that here, don't you think other teams are talking about that too? So if we're saying you might get a third-round pick for him now, I think you would have gotten less last year because he's coming off a pretty big injury.
No, Chase, I completely agree. And, I mean, to Donnie's point, the three playoff games Derrick Henry has won, he's rushed for 156 yards, 182, and 195 yards. So he does perform in the playoffs. And, I mean, when you look at this year and the – defenses against him stacking the box even more is because you don't have an AJ Brown to the left or right of him. That's also another threat there. I think that's, and he still was the second in rushing in the NFL this year. So I think that's also, you know, another big point. We talked so much about how's the foot going to be? Is he going to be able to have production this year? And we can sit here and watch and say, he looks a little slower. Maybe he would have broke through that tackle. Okay, whatever. Well, the guy still was second in the NFL for rushing this year. So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe he's taken a step back. The guy has a plate in his foot, doesn't he? I mean,
right.
But it's not like he's not a good player anymore. And I will not stand for that. Yeah, he's a running back, so he's not going to have as much trade value because people's offense they're just shifting and they're different offenses. They're, you know, they're Kansas City Chief offenses where you have these elite quarterbacks who can sling the ball down the field with elite wide receivers. But let's not say that Derrick Henry is not a good player anymore, because that's just not true.
Right. No, not at all. And that's why I ultimately think they're going to end up keeping him. I don't think they're going to move on. The text line's blowing up. People are we
yes.
have gotten them fired up this morning. Here's the other thing. Somebody pointed this out, and this is not just Donnie. I've noticed this with you. I mean, you do it sometimes. You're in the middle of just a random sentence, and you're talking about something. Well, I'm an Alabama fan, or I'm a Kentucky fan, or I'm a Tennessee fan. Just you got to throw that in there somehow. That makes me laugh every time. Hey, you know what? I'm a Vanderbilt fan. Co-coach of the year.
I think he threw it in there, though, because he was talking about Derrick Henry, and he wanted to be like, no, I love Derrick because I am an Alabama fan.
Right.
But
yeah, maybe so.
And yes, the text line is blowing up right now, Chase.
We will get to all of these. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide. I'm a Chris Sanders fan. I'm just going to throw that
we
out.
All are.
Forever Titans wide receiver going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on all of this. That's next on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. Cause here we are back where we were before.
Chris is picking out the music, I can tell. Back here at Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver with us. One of my
favorites. That brings back memories, huh? When I won against the silly pick underdog, right? Does that bring back memories?
Yes, yes. And you know what? You're a two-time champion, and you throw things up against a dartboard. And
I'm like the Tom Brady of that, ain't I?
You really are. You're a six-round pick that nobody gave a chance to.
Hey, but I'm going to three-peat this year, so I'm going to win it again by 200 points this time, guaranteed.
You might. I've learned not to doubt you. That's for sure.
How y'all doing, man? It's good to hear from y'all.
Hey, we're doing fantastic.
Doing good, Chris.
Doing fantastic,
Chris. How you doing, Caroline?
Michelle. Good.
Michelle. Oh, Michelle. How you doing, Michelle?
Doing good.
Y'all sound alike.
It's okay. We get that
a lot.
How
you doing? Y'all doing good today? How was y'all's
weekend?
We're
fantastic. We're fantastic. We're great. We're excited to talk some football with you.
Yes.
Do you think that the Titans could actually trade Derrick Henry?
I really do. And the funny thing that y'all bring this up is because I thought this last week, because look at Rand Carthon. Look at how he built the 49ers team. And Derek talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's running back by committee. Look at the guys they had on the team. They had McCaffrey. They had Elijah Michael. They had Jeff Wilson. You know, McCaffrey had 746 yards. Michaels had 279 yards. Jeff Wilson had 468 yards. It equaled 1,493 with three guys that you don't have to pay that much. And then you have Henry that had 1,500 yards, and that's one guy. So the thing about it is, even though, you know, we love Henry, and I think he's one of the best backs to ever be in this league and to ever be with the Titans, but we got to understand that it is a business, and that's exactly what Ray Carthon and Mike Vrabel are going to do, what's best for the team.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Chris. I mean, look, you're a former wide receiver, professional athlete. You went through this. I remember – and I think you were gone at this point, but when they traded Eddie to Dallas.
Oh, man.
I mean, nobody thought that you would ever move on from Eddie George and Steve McNair and Chris Sanders and Derek Mason and all these guys. But it happens. I mean, it's a part of the business, and every team gets to that point where you got to close the window to reopen it again with a new group of guys. And so I kind of feel like maybe – They're going down that point. But if they trade him but they keep Tannehill, do you consider that to be a rebuild, or are they just hitting the reset button?
That's a tough question, because it could be a rebuild, but also, you know, I just think at that position, you know, they're trying to do what's best for the team. And just like those guys that I named with the running back by committee with the 49ers, I just think they have to do what's best for the team. And I know we love Henry, and I know Henry is the best. I just think that at this point, you got a 29-year-old back that's – I'm not saying he's wearing down. I think he's still one of the best backs in the league, but you just have to do what's best for the team. And I know I've been listening to the radio, and I've been listening to people at the gym, and I've been listening to, you know, a lot of the chatter that's going on. Everybody's saying this. If the Titans let Henry go, then I'm not looking at the Tennessee Titans anymore. You can't do that. The one thing that we have to do as fans and as people, because we love Henry, we got to tell our emotions to shut up, because our emotions – are going to say, okay, he has to do this, he has to do that. But at the end of the day, what's best for the Tennessee Titans at this moment? So to answer your question, if they let Henry go, I'm not saying it's a rebuilding year. I just think that they're going in a different direction.
We got Chris Sanders on with us, forever Titans wide receiver. So sticking on some of the veteran players, Chris, you know, we discussed Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Look at a guy like Ryan Tannehill right now, and with Derek Carr deciding he's going to go with the Saints, Aaron Rodgers still has a question mark. But I look at a team like the New York Jets, and if they don't get a guy like Aaron Rodgers, could they be open? And do you think the Tennessee Titans should be open if they want to trade for a guy like Ryan Tannehill?
I don't think they should trade. And the reason why I don't think they should trade, because I don't know if they're going to get a quarterback in the draft. I know they have some good ones like Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, but I don't think those guys are going to be there. And then you look at free agent-wise, you got Baker Mayfield, you got Jimmy Garoppolo, you got, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, you got Jacob Brissett, you got, you know, Gardner Minshew. Those are just names. But when I name those names, are they better and they make your team better? You know, I know everybody wants to get rid of Tannehill and do all those things, which is absolutely understandable because we're going back to last year when, you know, they lost a playoff game to Cincinnati. But at the end of the day, which quarterback is best for your team now? And if you listen to Ray Carthon, you listen to Mike Vrabel, that's exactly the same speech they're saying. You know, what is the best decision for our team now? So in my opinion, I think you run it back with Tannehill because he's number one, your best option.
Do you think that this Tennessee Titans team with Ryan Tannehill and, you know, the draft this year, some free agency moves, can be a contender for the Super Bowl?
I mean, I think they can. And the reason why I say that is because you still have, you know, you still have a pretty good defense. You got a okay secondary. You got some guys up front that can make some plays. But, you know, I just think that they got to get some pieces, especially on offense. They got to get the receiver position. It's got to upgrade. I know they have Burks, and I know Woods has been cut. But they just got to figure out the offensive line also. But at the end of the day, when you start tearing up a team and start, you know, putting different players in place, you're not going to have no karate. So what you want to do is on defense, keep your key pillar guys there. Like Simmons, we got to sign. We got to keep Byer there. Then on offense, yeah, we got to figure out the offensive line situation. But keep the guys that are pillars on your offense, defense, and special teams.
Talking to Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver here with us on Chase and Michelle. So looking at the draft, and yeah. I don't know how much of a deep dive you've done into the quarterbacks in this draft class. C.J. Stroud, what do you out of the Ohio State University? What do you think about him as a pro?
Man, I think he's going to be outstanding. And just watching him, you know, in the combine, just his release. I mean, his footwork is good. I mean, if you look at when he was Ohio State, this guy's a winner. He was 21-4. He broke 16 school record. He's accurate. His precision is outstanding. And the one thing I love about him is everybody talks about, you know, him throwing the long ball and throwing the ball on time. But I love the way he goes through his progression in his first and his second and his third read. And as a quarterback, when the play breaks down, you got to consistently keep your eyes down the field. And I watched him play against Michigan. I don't like that team. I know they lost. But when he played some of those other games, I watched how he rolled out in the pocket. I watched, you know, the little things that he did by keeping his eyes downfield and going through his progression. In my opinion, I think C.J. Stroud and Will Levis from Kentucky are pro-ready to start immediately when they get drafted.
So I feel like you're the perfect guy to ask this question to because you've watched it both as a player and now as a coach at the high school level.
Yes.
But the evolution, and Steve, I think, had a lot to do with this, the evolution of the quarterback position of going from these guys that, you know, like you play with Chris Chandler, statues in the pocket, didn't have a lot of mobility. Then you got Steve that can, you know, make magic with, you know, with his arm and his legs.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you've coached a guy like Marcel Reed there at NBA that can do that. And we've just seen this evolution of the quarterback where you pretty much have to have some mobility nowadays to make it. Even Joe Burrow. I mean, look at him. He can move around. Josh Allen. Yeah. What has that been like for you to see as a former player and now a coach? And why do you think it's so important for the quarterback to have all those tools?
I mean, that's a great question, Chase. The thing about it is you got to look at the defenses. The defenses are fast, and, you know, the defensive coordinators are going to send different types of blitzes to try to get you off your spot. And if you can't get off your spot and you can't roll out and make plays and you're like a statue, I mean, you're going to get killed in this league. Because if you look at Brady, I know he threw for a lot of yards this year, but when he started to get pressure and couldn't step up in the pocket and make the pass, that's where he struggled. But then you got a guy in the draft like Anthony Richardson who ran a 4.43, you know, vertical jump 40.5, and he can move around in the pocket. He has a prototype of being a dual-threat quarterback. You kind of want to get those guys because the defenses are so fast right now. You got defensive ends, you know, running 4.4s and 4.3s, and you got defensive linemen that are running 4.7. So you got to figure out a way to get out the pocket. And if you stand back there as a statue, you're going to get hit in the mouth, and you're not going to last in this league, you know, a long, long time.
We got Chris Sanders on with us, forever Titans wide receiver. Chris, if you take a look at this team and say they decide to make some moves, like moving off Derrick Henry, but they stay with Tannehill, they try to revamp the O-line, and say they aren't competitive next season and they have a losing season, how much do you put that on Mike Vrabel, and do you think that his seat could be a little bit warmer?
It's going to be a lot warmer because the thing about it is if you don't make the playoffs in 2 years back to back, then I think a lot of people are going to get upset. I mean, if they come this year, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, you say they don't make it to the playoffs and they lose 11 games, there's going to be a lot of decisions going to have to make. They're going to start looking at the head coach. I know Carthon's going to maybe get a pass, but you got to start figuring out, okay, what's the identity of our team? What's the direction that we're going? And that's what, you know, Amy and Ms. Shrunk is going to have to do to say, okay, what direction are we going? So, you know, you can't keep having back-to-back losing seasons because in the last 6 or 7 years, we're not accustomed to that. So if we have a losing season this year, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but they're going to have to look inside internally and say, what's the identity of a team and what's our direction?
Chris, this has been an absolute pleasure because our direction is we are friends. And that's absolutely, man.
Of course we are.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, if I ain't told y'all in a long time, I love my 102.5 family. I love you, Chase. I love you guys, and it is a joy to come on the radio, and I am so proud to be a part of this family, and I love you guys.
You know, if you walk in my office, you will see an autographed picture of Chris Sanders in there.
I have more hair. My hairline went back too far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but you still look good, man. You still look like you can play. So we appreciate this.
Appreciate this as always, man. All right, love you guys. Thanks.
Love you too, Chris. Have a good one. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on Chase and Michelle. We a lot of you want to talk about this. Derrick Henry, and is it a rebuild? Is it a reset? 615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will get to your calls and your texts on that coming up next. Hey, join 1025 The Game live at Jasper's, located at 1918 West End Avenue, on Thursday, March 16th, for the first day of tournament games. While you're there, take advantage of the shot and beer special. Ooh, that sounds good. That's a shot of Nelson's Greenbrier Tennessee Whiskey plus a bottle of domestic beer for just $10. Jasper's, oversized bar, TVs, and game room make them the place to catch all of the games this year. That's coming up on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Do you think that there is, like, what would you put the probability maybe of the Titans going out and getting a quarterback in this year's draft, whether that's moving up to the first overall pick to get a quarterback, whether that's a Hendon Hooker in the second or third round? What do you think the Titans would do at quarterback if they do decide to draft a quarterback in this year's draft?
I mean, if they draft him, I think C.J. Stroud would be the guy, but you're probably going to have to move up to three or yeah, probably at least three at a minimum to get him, and that depends on what the Bears do with the first round pick, you know, the first overall pick. So I could see them a bit later. You know, if Anthony Richardson is on the board at 11, it's awfully hard to pass up. So that's a possibility too. But I think there's going to be three quarterbacks gone in that top 10. And then you have Will Levis sitting there, and I don't think that they take him. So in my opinion, I think they're going to roll with Tannehill, and they're going to have Dobbs and Willis there. I don't know that they draft a quarterback, at least in this year.
Teron Davenport yesterday on Caroline Willie and D. Mace. Back here, Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, and the reporter, Nick Keezer, with you. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can call, you can text on Derrick Henry, reset, rebuild, whatever with the Titans. Michelle, I know we have a ton of texts. What are some that stand out?
Yes, we have a ton of texts right now. 1 second, my Chrome just shut. Okay, here we are. Okay, Coy in Clarksville says, I mean, for the Titans to finally join the 21st century and become competitive in a pass-first league, they have to do this. Do I agree? No, because he is a Hall of Fame running back, but I can see the direction they want to go. If this happens, Ryan Tannehill, 17, is good as gone.
Mm.
So that's an interesting conversation on if they get rid of Derrick Henry, but they keep Ryan Tannehill, and how will the fan base react to that, Chase? Somebody else, Trot on the text line, says, two first, a third, and a prospect for Henry. Anything less is a loss for Tennessee. Well, I can tell you one thing. That will not happen. you may be able to get one third round pick, but you are not getting two first round picks or no. one first round pick or a second round pick, a third round pick, maybe, but I think a fourth is more likely.
Yeah, I mean, I just it's Derrick Henry, and we look at it as, oh, it's Derrick Henry, and you think there's a ton of value there. The rest of the league is going to go, great player, but he's a running back.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I mean, that's the brass tacks of it. He's a running back, and yeah, you know, you're stacking the box against him. It should make the rest of your offense better. Open up, I mean, and it did. You think about when he was healthy, they're stacking the box against Henry. A.J. Brown's getting open downfield. That's when it was a huge benefit. And oh, by the way, he was a bulldozer getting 2,000 yards. But other teams are going to look at it as, yeah, but he's still a running back and he's 29 years old.
Exactly. And, you know, another texter brings up the point that I was going to bring up to you, Chase. It says, the Titans are one-dimensional with Derrick Henry. 2019 was phenomenal because they were throwing the football as well as play action, and it was beautiful. It has strictly turned into a run offense, and that has to change. And, I mean, you look at a lot of this year compared to – or, I'm sorry, last year when they were the number one seed. We'll go back even a step further compared to that 2019 team. I mean, you had a young wide receiver in A.J. Brown, you know, a tight end in Jonnu Smith. You had a Derrick Henry. You had a great offensive line. You know, I think a lot of these things play into it. And the offensive line play has gone south. You traded your best wide receiver. You got Austin Hooper this year, who is he's done some things as a tight end in the league. He was on that Atlanta team to go to the Super Bowl when he was a young rookie. But, you know, wasn't as effective this year. Didn't have a number one tight end last year, right? So you've seen it become more run focused. And as far as this year, I mean, you didn't have a great offensive line, and Derrick Henry was quite literally your only offensive threat. Treylon Burks a little bit towards the end of the season.
Right. And, you know, I'm looking through some of these too. Thomas in Nashville, I think, makes a good point. By the way, he says, good morning, ma'am, in suit.
like that. It's professor. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on Derrick Henry. I know it's a business, and at some point they have to move on from him. But anyone saying Henry is not good anymore is crazy. He had all those yards this season with a lackluster line. If you shore up that line, he will probably be the leading rusher in the league. Thanks, guys. That's my two cents.
I
don't know if I'm going to say he's going to be the leading rusher in the league, but I agree. You fix the offensive line, that's going to help him. Here's why I don't know if he would be the leading rusher in the league. Even though he had 1,700 yards last year, if you watched him, that burst wasn't quite what it used to be. And you could see it. There was a time where you could watch him get the ball, he would get to the offensive line, and then there would just, it'd be like he's hitting the turbo button on Madden, and there would be that burst and he takes off. I didn't see that this year. Could it be because of the offensive line? Maybe. But I do think he's lost a little bit. But Derrick Henry losing a little bit is still better than most of the league.
I mean, I kind of hate when people say that about Derrick Henry, because I get it. You know, I wasn't here covering the Tennessee Titans and Derrick Henry when he was in his full prime. And I get watching film and being like, oh, like, he definitely could have turned it up a notch if this was 2019 Derrick Henry. But, I mean, the production was there. He still almost led the league and could have very well led the league if he played in every game. He sat out for the Thursday night football game. And I know it's easy for us to sit back and say, well, he just lost a little bit of a touch. And if this was him, you know, a couple of years ago and he wasn't coming off the foot injury, he would have had a little bit more spark. But, I mean, Derrick Henry has, of course, he's 29 years old. He's almost going to be 30. He's a running back in the NFL. Of course, he's going to lose a little step. But, I mean, as far as production, it's still there.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying the production's not there. I think both can be true. Like, he can lose a little bit and still be just as productive. I mean, that's all I'm saying. You know, and again, it could be simply the offensive line. We might, you know, if they get a better, if they, let's just say they bring Roger Saffold back at left guard, who opened up a lot of holes for Derrick Henry. If they do that, maybe you see it again. But I'm just saying, what I saw was, you could tell that that speed burst wasn't quite what it used to be. I'm not saying it's a horrible thing. It's just what I noticed. There was another text that I wanted to comment on. Oh, here we go. Coy in Clarksville. Honest question. And this is a great question. Would you rather have AJ or Derrick Henry?
I read that, and in my head, I immediately went to DeAndre Hopkins because I thought he was talking about receivers for a second. And now that you're – now I'm like, oh, obviously he's talking about Derrick Henry. That's a tough one on this current roster.
I guess. I think he's asking right now.
You answer first.
I'd rather have AJ Brown. Look, AJ is younger. He just he balled out this year. He helped his team get to the Super Bowl. Look, I don't think the Eagles go to the Super Bowl if they don't make that move. I don't. I think adding two bona fide number one receivers help you go to the Super Bowl.
Well,
I'd rather have AJ.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather have AJ too. I mean, I look at the Eagles situation, and they also had a fantastic offensive line, a young quarterback, another electric wide receiver.
Sure.
A good running back. Like, AJ on that team is not AJ on this team.
Yeah, but he's still pretty damn good.
But Derrick like Henry still on that team?
Sure. I mean, you know, but I mean, he's asking about this team, and you pick one or the other, and I'm giving you my answer. My answer is AJ. I think I would take the younger player that is showing he's only going to get better. That's my opinion. So that's a good question. Thanks, Coy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Coming up next, we will get into the Predators as they fall in overtime last night, 4-3, and a young pup looking really, really good. I'm liking what I see so far. We'll get into that coming up next. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.